Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills' home debut in this 2014 preseason was not what they were hoping for. Penalties and a stout Tampa defense kept E.J. Manuel and the offense from stringing positive plays together. And the defense, though effective at times, gave up a pair of touchdowns in the first half to put Buffalo in a 24-0 hole at the break. It proved too much to overcome in the second half as the Bills fell 27-14 to the Bucs.
We were very frustrated. Going into the half down like we were, and we knew it was all our mistakes. Give all the credit to those guys, but a lot of penalties on us, a lot of mistakes on us. We kept pushing each other back, and it was just little things we had to fix, and we knew that if we come out the second half and start strong, we knew we can get it better.
Yeah, you know, slow start. One of those things that we just have to recognize right off the bat and come together as an offense and get ourselves going. And obviously, you know, this is the preseason. We recognize it. We know what we have to do. You know, we have to come out, and we have to come out fast. That's definitely one of the things that we have to do to put ourselves in a good position to win.
I know there's still tons of work for us to do, and the good thing is we have two more weeks, you know, to hone in on that. I know the product that we have right now isn't what we want to have against Chicago. We have to go in Chicago and be rolling on all cylinders, offense, defense, and special teams. So, we just have to come back and, you know, put our work hats on and go back to work.
Buffalo's offense finally put together a couple of scoring drives in the third quarter with E.J. Manuel hitting Mike Williams for a 14-yard touchdown pass on a third and goal. And they also scored on an efficient six-play, 60-yard scoring drive where E.J. Manuel went 4-for-4 passing for 43 yards. But it all came too late to impact the outcome.
I think we just came out with a little bit more a sense of urgency. So it helped us out. First two series, we got the ball moving down the field, and we're successful. We just need to come out in the beginning of the game and do the same thing.
We look at it as that's how we got to adjust. If we ever down like that, which we don't want to be, but if we are, that's how you got to adjust. We got to come out strong, and to come back and put two touchdowns up, that's good.
I think it's a matter of just having some pride about yourself, having a pride as an offense. And, you know, I think one of the things that we're going to definitely start, you know, as an offense picking up is just the pride. You got to go out there and, you know, it has to be, you know, a thing where you just have to fight against that next guy, you know, and you really have to fight for each other. Because I feel like out there, it's us. You know, we have to be out there and be there for each other. We can't, you know, shoot ourselves in the foot, so to speak, as far as the penalties or the mishaps, like somebody falling down and all that kind of stuff. We have to eliminate those things. And I think that once we get past that, you know, that I think we'll be able to move the ball up and down the field against any defense.
Buffalo did not leave the game without injury. T.J. Graham and Marquise Goodwin both left the game with neck injuries. Lee Smith had a toe injury, and Denoris Searcy suffered a stinger. The Bills close out the preseason this coming Thursday when they host Detroit for a 7 p.m. kickoff. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.